questions concerning grades and stuff. Obviously, see across the hall, Tessa Tawana. Individual instructors would need to enforce attendance issues would be Tessa Tawana as well, too. Terry Harms. Yeah.
Can anybody figure out what those numbers were? Next
well, that's what I'm saying. You can question.
Oh, I don't know. For somebody else.
You think I know that, but I don't know how they figure that out. But I think the higher the number, the better. All right, guys, one position that we want to talk about here real briefly. Actually, we're not really going to talk about it briefly until master control. I just put it on here because I want you to know that it does exist, although you guys are not going to be doing anything with master control. We'll talk more about that next Monday briefly. Just so you know that it is a position and it does kind of correlate with the a little bit. So we'll talk about that a little bit. So that is more of the operations department. Now, talent is not part of the operations department. So you just have to be aware. The only reason I put that in there, they're actually part of the news department. But I put it in there because that's one position that you'll be running. In order to put a production together, we need people out there. Right? So it's not part of the operations, but it is something that you're going to need to do. And obviously what we're looking at from you guys as far as talent, you don't have to worry about dressing up professionally until the last 3 weeks. And that's something I'll remind you of. Kind of go through. The only thing when you guys are out there, just make sure, you know, hats will have to take off. The reason is because that can throw off a little bit of headroom and also to the engineering station. So a couple days to kind of keep you out of that. But as far as talent, what we're looking at from you guys, real simple stuff. This is far from first port, okay? Now, keep in mind, if you do anything in front of the camera, like there's a couple people that I've had in my class and in other classes as well in second quarter that I don't see anymore, accumulated up from what they've done in front of the camera, and they've kind of just kind of collected that and put it in order, and then we take a little critique session and go over their stuff. So we can do that because keep in mind, during the course of the production, I'm not really looking to see what you're doing out there. Until things kind of calm down in here, then I can actually watch the show and then also see what's going on around me. So what I'm looking at is issues that are, you know, firing up or questions that you have during the show or things that I'm seeing that's going to happen or is happening and how to get out of the jam, stuff like that. So keep that in mind. Now, also, too, just so you guys know, that I do have a couple tapes for Thursday. Okay? Let's put it this way. You got one tape for Thursday shows, one tape for Friday. And usually there's two for each day. These tapes will be erased every single week. Okay? So if you happen to do something on Thursday and you're thinking, man, that's pretty good, I'd like to get that because I directed it, and I want to hear my director's track or something from the camera, get it before the following Thursday. It will be erased. Okay? And then Friday has its own tape of shows, so get it before the following Friday if there's something you want to keep. Okay? Because therefore, we have just a bulk of tapes in the office, so it makes it easier. So unlike video performance, those tapes do kind of hang around. All right, so follow cues from the floor director. What we're saying is, and this is kind of the key thing here, because this is where it gets a little bit foggy, just really undisciplined to some degree. As a director, when you say take camera one, mic cue. Now, again, we're talking about floor director. Floor director, you're right by the camera. You don't point until you hear mic cue, okay, even if it's late. So mic cue. And talent, you don't talk until you see the cue, okay? And I know there may be some dead air there, but the thing is, if we never cued you, there's a good chance your audio's not up, the prompter's not running, and we have all sorts of issues. Kind of, then you have to stop and go, and it just really looks sloppy out there. Now, it's going to happen, but all I'm saying is, again, directors usually are the last ones to kind of get up to pace. So, again, floor director, you don't mic cue until you hear it, and then cue and tell them you don't talk until you see it. Right? So, get that straight. So, that's following cues for the director. There may be some times, folks, that you know you're supposed to go to camera one, but for whatever reason, we're turning over to camera two. Don't have this, you know, disgruntled look on your face. It's just that's part of kind of driving to school. If you left your house to go to work, sometimes you're not going to go the same way. The reason is because there's, you know, closures, instruction, whatever. You have to go a different route. So, you know, there may be a time where you're thinking, okay, I'm on two, but all of a sudden they're telling me to go to three. Just do it. Okay? Floor director, you're there. You kind of go with them. Go with the flow, okay? Try not to let the audience know about that stuff. Read stories in a professional manner by looking over the script well before you go on air. I'm not going to fault you for little stumbles, okay? What I'm going to fault you for is the names of people and places, as it says in number three, names of people and places. Make sure at least you looked over the script, okay? Because that's one thing that's a little bit, I mean, yeah, it kind of drives me a little nuts listening to it. And not to mention, we have initial coming in here, and they're rolling people through here, potential people that are going to join the school, people that work in the industry, and they're getting to look at the school, and they see, wow, a couple people can't even pronounce the name. Wow. Not good. It's in English, too. So that's a problem. That's a, you got 3 days to look over. You got 3 days to look over this stuff. If there's any questions, even before you go on air, let me know. Okay? Because, like I said, and again, don't be mad at me. Okay? All I'm saying is, and you don't need to know, and there's some names in the script here, you don't have to know the statistics of, you know, Maglio Ordonez or Miguel Cabrera or Ricardo Seif and have a history of what that company's all about. Okay? You don't need to know all that stuff, but you need to pronounce it correctly. Okay? So don't be upset if, again, I'm looking at it this way. Hey, Tom, you signed the interest report. It's like, we didn't even prep to read correctly. I mean, honestly, when you think about that, how can I expect you to be there on time and do all the things you need to do if you couldn't even look over your copy, you know, 3 days in advance? Okay? That's a problem. That's a problem. Now, again, it hits you 15 points a pop if we're not getting that right. It's one thing if you're saying, and finally, John Gagliardi sued Fieber. That is a stumble. That is an honest to goodness stumble, and I'm not going to fault you for that. Okay? But if I hear, and finally, John Gagliardi, that's telling me, dude doesn't know what he's talking about. Okay? And that's where we're getting. Okay? So make sure you come prepared. You need to come prepared because if you're slowing the process down, you're slowing the whole newscast down. But the newscast should take 6 minutes. Now, all of a sudden, we're going 6:45, 7 minutes because we're waiting for you. Slow driver in the speed limit. Okay, that's what's happening right there. So we've got to pick that up a little bit and read at an up-tempo pace. I know sometimes if the prompter goes out, that's a little bit of an issue. On a graded show, and you hear me say this, I'm sure I'll get the question again. If I'm reading off the prompter tone and the prompter goes out, all right, I'm going to give you a couple seconds to find your spot in the copy. If you're not on the right page or you're just all over the map, then that's a problem on the talent as well, too. As a talent, you have to be prepared for things to go wrong. Okay? So if they don't, you coast. Okay, but be prepared for this shit to happen. It's kind of like life. Something's going to happen at some point. Right? Hopefully not anything drastic, but the point of the matter is just make sure you're ready to go with that. So always keep the hard copy with you. Okay? Always keep the scripts with you because, again, the prompters, sometimes they're not there. Now, the prompters, again, on the corners, 1 and 3, and the weather's going to be ad lib. So map rolls, and you'll get a chance to see that map roll later on. Keep your body square to the camera. These are little things, okay? We're on camera too. Your body's square to the camera, and of course, when you're looking at the news desk, if I can have a volunteer from the audience, I need a volunteer. Anybody? It doesn't matter. Come on down. All right. I'm talent one. Come on now, oh, man. That means you. Now we're not really sitting down at the news desk, but what's happening here? You're just going to square your body over to, let's say, camera two. Now, if you're looking at this, let's just say, for example, you guys are camera two. I'm talent one. He's talent two. All right. So talent one, talent two. That's how you're going to know where to sit. But the main thing is that my AD says, Floyd Riker, I'm square up to 2. All right, so we're going to square up to 2. You know, don't slouch, abs tight, you know, things like that. All right, so what we're going to do is look at camera 2, and then what they're going to say is now turn to their individual cameras. So my point here, I'm tail number 1. What I'm going to do is turn my whole body to camera number 1. You're going to do the same thing. Swivel the chair to camera 3. We don't want to do one of these. Okay? We want to square our body so then the AD can get these shots before the show starts. And then we slide over to 2. Because I'll mark you down for that. If you're a talent, next thing you know, you have to read over here and you're doing one of these. Okay? You're not square to the camera. I'm not faulting AD. I'm not faulting floor director. I'm faulting talent. We're going to try to move you, but that's on you. So that's why we have swivels on the chair. Great job. Thank you. Keep your body square to the camera. That helps out the AD. That helps out the camera operator. Also, too, when you guys... typically, we don't have steak and reading scripts. Okay? Typically, these scripts are really, really thick that you're not able to staple. Number one. Okay. But number two, there's times where stories are going to be, we're going to have to mix and match stories. Sometimes a story that's supposed to go in the 5th slot now gets moved to the 8th slot. So things get shuffled around all the time. So you never want to staple your scripts, nor can you physically do that. Okay. But we have it here for you because it's a short newscast and trying to keep order. So papers aren't flying all over the place. So basically what that means is if I'm, giving my read and I'm making my delivery and bam, next thing you know, I'm done. We take camera 3, and then this camera over here is on my co-anchor. At this particular point, I don't want you doing one of these. Okay? You're trying to fly under the radar because there's your shot right there going on there. So what you need to do, that's probably when you need to swivel a little bit, kind of be quiet about it. And then just like first quarter, script a little bit away from you on a slight incline. So therefore, you're looking at the camera ready to roll. Okay? So just make sure you're aware of that. Because again, this, can get your mark off, okay, getting that shot out of here, all right? So just be aware of that. You know, remember your co-anchor's names. You know, it's easier said than done. But in a flash, you need to, okay, that's it for news, so we're going to send it over to for sports. Okay, then take three my cue, and sometimes you forget. How many times does that happen? It happens all the time. So the main thing is, write down your co-anchor's names, because you get marked out. In fact, I had a, you know, it's just being prepared. That's all we're talking about, is just being prepared, right? And it's the little things that sometimes you forget about. I had a young lady about a year ago. She did a great job of trying to cover. But she was going right around the horn and just, you know, basically saying for me, for, you know, she could remember co-anchor's name. So she decided she's going to talk about sports guy, talk about weather gal, and then hopefully by that time it gives her a little bit of time to figure out what her name is, because she just couldn't remember. That's it for the award-winning WLD News break for Jim on sports and Wendy on weather. We'll see you at 11 o'clock. You know, it happens. It happens. But try to cover well, but the thing is, just remember your co-anchor's names. And obviously read, again, at an up-tempo pace. And again, I'm not going to fault you for, you know, not being enthusiastic, not stressing the words, okay? If you do great, it just makes things go a lot easier, sounds better, looks better, okay? But I'm not too concerned. All I'm asking you guys to do is be prepared, okay? Be prepared. And again, when we get to sports and weather, have a little bit of a personality, but don't go crazy on it, okay? Because it is a conservative approach we're looking at. And again, anytime you're on camera, anyone can be watching you. So you want to put your best foot forward, okay? Keep it lively but professional, okay? Any questions on the talent? All right? So that's kind of what we're looking for talent. Not really, we're not looking at you guys as far as on a video performance level. But again, if you happen to be doing something out there you want me to check out, put a little file together, we can take a look at it and critique you like you would in first quarter. Okay? Okie doke. Bye. Any questions so far before I hand out the script? Okay. This script you're going to be using is going to be good for this Thursday and Friday, next Thursday and Friday. So this is one of the few scripts we'll be using for 2 weeks. The reason is because we're not really going to get much use out of it on Thursday. We may only get 3 shows in per group, maybe. Friday, maybe 4 shows in per group. And once you get kind of in the rhythm of things, the good thing is next Monday, there's new information on the news department, but not really new information on what we're doing technically. So therefore, we can kind of slide into it quicker next Thursday, and then Friday, and then we're off. We've got the boat and water now. Okay? So keep this around. Keep these. These are very, these tend to disappear quite a bit. So make sure you keep it with you and hide it in your purse, satchel, or man bag. Because I hear this all the time. Someone stole my script. I left it on my desk. Someone stole it. Okay. There's quite a bit of stuff I'm holding off on until we get to Thursday, and some stuff I'm going to hold off on until Friday, and some stuff I'm going to hold off on until next week. Because some stuff I'm going to actually do for you and have it. You don't even know it yet. You won't even realize it until probably later on down this week and next. But there's some things we're going to hold off on. But the first thing I want to do is take a look at the rundown sheet. Now, anytime you are involved in a newscast, there's a rundown sheet involved, and that's what this is here. Basically, it's a brief, abbreviated version of what the broadcast should look like, okay? And this rundown sheet tells you everything in order. Now, keep in mind, the only people that get a complete script, okay, in a real-life situation, and I want to bring up real life a lot compared to WNLD, so I want to kind of weigh both sides of it so you're not too shocked when you get out there. Directors, producers, and talent are the ones who have the entire script, okay? Directors, because they have to direct the show. Producers in charge of the content and all the timing and all that other stuff. And then, of course, talent needs to read the scripts, okay? Prompter and other hard copy. The rest of the crew doesn't have any of this, okay? You will have something that says, you know, basically where things are at and what order. This is a rundown sheet. You're able to have the rundown sheet with you. You can mark up, even on a graded show, you can mark up anything you want on the rundown sheet and have it with you. I just don't want you as a switcher or as a tape operator or a camera operator fumbling through the scripts. I'm going to mark it down for that because you're reading instead of listening to the show, primarily listening to your director, okay? So just make sure of that. Now, of course, we'll have the WNLD Scotch tape as well here for you. That's part of your tuition. So if you want to, grab some extra copies of your rundown, whatever, and then tape the rundown to your viewfinder so it's right there, you're listening, and obviously you have a rundown, and you have a cheat sheet out there. I get it all the time in production. As a CG operator, as a floor director, camera operator, I always have, you know, cheat sheet out there. Sometimes I didn't use it, sometimes I did. So you just kind of go with the flow. All right, so how you read this is basically left to right. We're going to look at story number one. It's not really story number one. What that means is it's the first segment of the news. Okay? So we have talents one and two. Okay? That means one and two are going to talk, and this column right here, folks, is really, really important for your audio people. Okay? So when the director says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fade up from black, mic cue, right? Tails one and two both up. Okay? So that's where you're going as far as audio. Okay? So tail number two, and one and two are going to be up. That's called the tease or the billboard. Okay? We're teasing what's coming up, kind of like you do with radio, tease or billboard. Tell them what's coming up, and then of course that's going to be a two shot on camera two, like the shot I showed you. I'm going to show you a full show. Some of the stories may be different, but it's the same concept. Then we get to the open, and that's going to be a SOT, which stands for sound on tape. Sound on tape is what SOT stands for, and that is from the VTR. That is your music open that you heard, okay? That you saw with the globe spinning and stuff like that. Okay, so we start off at two, we zoom in, and we get that going. Then we get to our stories. Tail number one, home foreclosures, that is a CU, which stands for...
Close up.
That's right. Close up shot. Need a bit chest, a little bit of headroom, set it up in focus. And that's going to be on camera one. Then we get to road project. Tail two's mic is going to be up. Close up on three. And then we get to Recaro seats, close up one. Okay? Now, then at this particular point, now we're going to go back to the number six thing in the cast. Talents one and two. So that means both mics up. Toss the sport. That's going to be a two shot on camera two. Okay, that means you're going to introduce sports, and then, of course, from there, we go to the sports talent, great. Tigers, White Sox, medium shot. That means top of the desk, a little bit of headroom, set it up. That's going to be on camera three. And then we go to the boards, which is the full screen from the deco, full screen from the deco, which basically is, I don't think I have this up here, full screen. There you go, full screen. So it's going to look something like that. Something that the cardboard is going to be different. So we have full screen from the deco, which we're going to dissolve into, and then we come out to the Ted Musgrave medium shot story. And then you're going to basically say, that's it for me. We're going to toss it over to weather. And then we go to weather, which is number four on the key wall on camera one. So camera number one is going to bolt off to the key wall. And we're going to put some video behind the wall, so you'll be behind, the green screen's going to be behind you, but you'll have a monitor out there to see where you're pointing to. Yeah. And then from there we go tail two, mom and dot, close up three. Okay? And then we ended on a four shot at the end, which is the four shot I showed you. Close it out on the sound on tape from the VTR. So, for example, if you're camera two, here's what you're doing, camera two. Wide shot. All right, we fade up and back. Camera two, zoom in. Slow zoom in, tilt up, stay there. Okay? Once we get to right around the end of the newscast, you'll hear your director say, camera two, need a four shot. Zoom back out to a four shot. Now, if you're camera number one, we have talents one and talent two. If I'm camera number one, my close-up shot is right here on talent one. Okay? But at some point, they're going to say, camera one, shoot weather. And that's my job to just bolt on over here, zoom it all the way in focus, and get more of a wide shot. Okay? And then you're done the rest of the show. Camera three. I'm sorry? That will be done in three. Yeah, while the newscast and sportscast are going. Now, my job as camera three is, again, close-up shot on talent two. Okay, and then as soon as they say camera three shoot sports, zoom it on over here, or park it on over here, and zoom it all the way in focus, get a medium shot top of the desk. And then once sports is done, they're going to swing it over to weather, and while we're on weather, camera three, shoot tail two. Bring it back over here, zoom it all the way in focus, and now a closer shot. Okay, so you'll be able to move a little bit, right? And camera two is always there just in case things don't work out, we can always go to camera two. Okay, that's what I'm saying, if you're the tail supposed to read mom and dot, thinking, okay, I'm supposed to go out to this camera. Hey, let's say it's not ready. You may hear your floor director, see your floor director speech on over here. It's like, okay, and oh, boy, there's no problem. Okay, no big deal. First floor, head bottom thing. You just go with the floor. Okay? That's kind of what we're looking at. Okay? Let's go over the first page or two of the script. Any questions on the rundown? Again, there's going to be a lot of questions, so you see it in action. Okay? Kind of get an idea. Alright, so here's what we're going to do starting out. I'm going to have basically a bunch of crew call times and show times up for group one, group A, and group B. Okay? And let's say, for example, camera two, let's bump up some light a little bit. Okay? And we're going to be in black. Alright, so group A, you go first, you're going to have a crew call time. Crew call time means you need to be there. You need to be here, in position, get in position. And the first week to week and a half, I'm going to give you 10 minutes between food calls and show times. Because once we get everyone in here, and everyone mic'd up out there, and everyone on a headset and all that other good stuff, what's going to happen is, first thing we're going to do is have the audio person get with the director and get microphone checks. Okay? You don't have to go in order. You may look out there and say, oh, Tail 1's not ready. Okay, sports. Floor director of sports, read for us. So we're going to get our mic checks first. Okay. Once we get Tails 1, 2, 3, and 4, and then roll VTR for the music, we get all that straightened out. Then what I'm going to do is help out the assistant director and do what we just did. Okay. You get both Tails at camera 2. We get the camera shots set up. We square them over their individual cameras, cameras 1 and 3 in the close-ups. Make that look good. We swing them back over to 2. And then once we're good there, now I can say, okay, now engineer, let's take a look at your levels. Make sure your levels are looking good and any other questions you guys have. So we will have to move. We will have to move kind of quickly. The whole goal is here, again, you're going to have, and then once we get going, group B, you're going to have the same thing. Crew call time maybe 9:30, show time 9:40. Crew call time 10 o'clock, show time 10:10. So hopefully the goal from sometime by Thursday or Friday is that this is a good situation to be in. Okay, guys, we got everything set. Good deal. What's our time? We still got 3 minutes. Good deal. Well, we're not going to go. We're going to hang tight. We'll hang tight here for 3 minutes. So if there's any other questions, that's real TV. Sometimes you're done way in advance. And that's good because that means maybe we're ready to progress to the next thing, which would be next week when I give you only 5 minutes between the football show. Let's bump it up a little bit so everyone's doing their own thing. Okay? So once we get everyone in check, and you'll hear me say this probably Thursday again, we're going to take one thing at a time here for the first day to two. Okay? 1 to 2 days, take one thing at a time. Because here's what happens if we're trying to multitask too soon. Okay? You have your talents, okay? And I have my audio person. And then I have my assistant director. So all of a sudden, you got a situation where the director or the board director say, okay, tail one, talk to me. Plans for a roundabout at Orchard Lake and 14 Mile are tabled for now. Then I have my assistant director saying, hey, floor director, can you move him to his left? Construction plans call. And then audio's like, dude, seriously, can you have him talk? I need a mic check. Oh, sorry. Next couple weeks to hopefully speed up the negotiation. And then she's like, seriously, floor director, can you just have him move to his left a little bit? Speed up the process, the road. Still go. And then he's like, what the? You know, everyone's getting all wound up at each other, right? So the thing is, AD, you just hold on. All right? Now, we'll go through these camera shots again, but best case scenario for you guys, you're not going to know everything, but hopefully when the microphone checks are set, we can at least look and say, camera 2, okay, let's camera 2 zoom out a little bit, great. Square to the individual cameras. We can look at camera 1, say, camera 1, awesome. Wow. Maybe zoom in a little bit. Camera 3, tilt up just a, oh, perfect. Wow, good stuff. That is what we want. Okay. Now, if you're camera 1 and you're completely way off in the shot, it tells me either A, you weren't here Monday, or you weren't paying attention. Okay. And that is a situation where it's like, okay, camera 1, we talked about this. Talk about it Monday, talk about it at the beginning of Thursday. You know, the shots we're looking at. Okay. My job is to kind of be on you a little bit because we need to. My job is to be on you even a little bit more than needed because there's 45 of you. Okay. That means we have to be a little bit more urgent right from the get-go. If there was no off positions, then it's like, okay, guys, I don't have to worry about that. We could really take our time the first 2 weeks. But here, we need to move. We need to move. So we treat this like a job, and that's kind of what I'm looking for. Right? One thing that's going to have to hopefully change, but I have no control over this, and I don't dumb things down, and I cannot slow the process down, is when I got, you know, 10, 12 people with late snaps. That's on you, okay? But the point of the matter is you just have to be mindful of that because you're going to miss some information. And what happens is this is where it kind of gets maybe potentially dysfunctional. And what I mean by that is, boy, I got the same core folks that are here all the time. They're getting it. You got people rolling in, missing class, or late. What happens is we're not going to dumb this thing down. We just don't do that. Okay? You can ask questions after class, try to catch up as best you can. But what happens is we get to the graded shows and we have some people that are 3 weeks behind on stuff and we have the people who are right on track with stuff and they're trying to, it just doesn't work very well. Okay? If everyone on the expressway driving around you knew exactly how to drive, you'd get here 20 minutes early. Okay? But some people just don't know how to drive. They're a little behind and that's kind of, it just makes it a little choppy. Okay? So what we're trying to do is make sure everyone's on the same page. Best case scenario is we get to the last week or two of graded shows and everyone here is playing loose. playing loose, that means, okay, I took care of my business the first 6 to 7 weeks. Week 8 is just kind of great. That's all it is. You know, I don't have to worry about, oh my God, survival. I hope I pass. We don't want to be in that situation. Because it stinks when you're in that production situation, when everyone's having a jolly old good time, and then we got three people that are just like, ooh, all nerved up, because you just didn't take care of business the first 6, 7 weeks. So we want to make sure you take care of that. Also, too, before we even get into the script, keep in mind that, you know, a lot of classes do this. In fact, on Fridays, there's nobody in here on Fridays. So what I'm saying to you guys is if there is a group of, let's say, 9 or 10 people, sometimes it's even works better than a full staff, I'll be honest with you. 9 or 10 people say, hey, listen, tell them we want to stay over on Friday. Mondays, too. Mondays are available as well. I think Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. But Fridays, hey, we're already doing shows. If I already know a group of 9 or 10 are going to stay around because they just want to practice more shows and do it at their own pace, just let me know. Well, there won't be any teardown, and then you guys just do your thing. So you have extra work out that way. And also, too, you have extra work, just extra help just asking me if you need me to stay over, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes, half hour. Sometimes that's all it takes is for the light bulb to kick in or something that you want to understand. Okay? So get the additional help if you need. Okay, please make sure of that. Right. My Monday afternoons, I get here at 7, I don't leave till 11. I mean, I got nothing else. There's some good readings out there. So anyway, that's what we're looking at. All right, so we get everyone set, and then we have basically, again, director. It's 10:32 and 30 seconds, okay? So let's just pretend play. We're going to get up at 10:33. So roll record advises speed. Okay, this person roll record, and in 5 seconds they say, speed! Okay, 10:32 and 45 right now. I get to say, guys, got about 10 seconds as a director. And then floor director's getting ready for the countdown. Here we go, 10:32 and 55. All right, ready to fade up in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo, right at 10:33, we fade up from black. Mic cue fades up. All right, fade up mic cue. Camera 2, zoom in. We do the zoom in. And then roll tape, music under. Roll tape is this person. Music under is number 11 to bring it up halfway. Okay. Music full, audio. Take VTR, switcher, dump mics, audio. So you can see in a matter of about, you know, 2 seconds, I'm telling 3 or 4 different people to do something. That's where it gets confusing. What commands for me? What commands for me? Okay. So while the music's playing, okay, we're going to say ready camera 1 because we're coming back out to the one shot. And then while the music's playing and the globe's spinning, at this point, we don't want to do one of these. Take camera 1. And do it again. Mic cue. That's dead air. So anytime you take something and the mic cue's after, we got to go. Take 1 mic cue. All right, font in. And that's for the lower third font. Get the name right. Now let me call up the lower third font as an example because you'll see a couple mistakes in this first show. The group that you're going to see. You know what? We're going to go with Kate this time. All right, so basically it's a situation where the director says, all right, take camera 1, mic cue, font in. Okay? Want to try to keep the ID up on 3 to 5 seconds. You got to make sure it's there, though. Okay? If it's the right font, great, terrific, lose ID. Some scenarios happen this way where it says font in. Now, if I'm looking down here, I'm not even looking up. Don't assume stuff. You know what happens when you assume. So we want to make sure font in. Font in, please. Oh, sorry. Okay. All right. Lose it. Lose font. All right. So, again, we've got to repeat sometimes. Okay? And if it's the wrong ID, font in. Oh, lose it. Wrong ID. That will not count on a director. Because right? I'm not going to have to say a director has got to see way the heck over there. They may not be able to see it. Usually it's in front of you. We don't have it. Okay? Yes, sir.
When you say
Mike,
do you know as you point to them? Is that when they begin speaking, or is that like...
Floor director. Yeah, director says mic cue, floor director will do this when they hear the mic.
That's when they start speaking.
And that's when you start talking as a talent. Okay. And that's, of course, when you hear mic cue, that's when the audio brings up the levels, the proper levels of all time. Okay. Let's see, a couple other things here that I want to make sure, and we'll just kind of show you a show here as well, too. You may want to mark your scripts, okay? Because you notice here when we have a situation where it says, you can stop that there, but that's right over there. Auction sales and bank repossessions. You want to make sure that you give the command, right, the next command, right when the talent is right around their second to last word. In this case here, maybe bank re, right around there. So the next command over here is take 3 mic cue. Okay? You may want to put take 3 mic cue and write it down here. So therefore, it's readily available to you. You just get the next thing going. But sometimes what happens is your anchor's out there saying, bank repossessions. And then, of course, you have a situation where, you know, you're nervous. Take three, Mike Q. I mean, I get 5 seconds of dead air. So what I'm saying is, you know, mark your scripts. Be a little bit ahead. All right? Be a little bit ahead. Okay? All right. Any questions? We're going to show you a show. Okay? And you have the scripts here, the rundown sheet. Again, some of the stories are a little bit different, but the same concept. Okay? Same concept. So let me roll this up for you. Now, he just came in here and just figure that out later.
I think he's in the wrong spot.
All right. Okay, that's okay. It happens. I've been in the wrong spot many times. All right, so let's go through a show. Now, what I'm going to do is rise up on the director's track, because that's primarily what I want you to hear is the director's track. So the guy that's talking, director. The female is the assistant director. Okay, so she's adjusting camera shots. So lights for full effect, please. Okay. Let's see what we got. Okay, actually, you can hit the lights because... just in case you want to follow your scripts.
It's a little darker than here. I'm gonna have that other mic.
Okay, here we go.
All right. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fade it from black. Mic's cue.
Okay. You don't see the top of the set or the background.
You don't hear any audio because I want you to hear the direct way.
Camera 2, zoom in. Tony Braxton.
We'll take
you under
Tony Braxton.
Okay, now that's a good zoom in.
Music full, take beats.
Not bad. Now, honestly, I'm going to probably say be a little tighter than this because this looks like rocket fuel's about to come out of here. Like, but take two, mic cue, fine, and no fun on this one. But camera two, start your zoom in. And that's a nice slow zoom in.
Camera two, zoom in.
Okay, you don't do that until you're told to. So nice tilt up. It's kind of like an airplane taking off from the runway.
Roll tape, music under, ready VCR.
Ready VTR is the switcher. Ready VTR.
Music full, take VTR, dump mics.
So now this is there open. It was a little cheesy. A little
and crazy. Ready camera one.
But the point of the matter is you get the idea.
All right, camera.
There's your AD.
Camera two, pan right just a little bit.
Yeah, sorry about that, Randy. I didn't give you a very clear prep on that.
All right, camera one, zoom in a little bit because we have too much of your papers. Zoom in and kind of
good talking. Good talking.
Ready, camera one.
And even if things are looking good, you can say camera's looking great.
Perfect.
You know, it's always good to hear that. Okay, now before this goes to black, we need to bail out and start our show.
All right, take camera one. Mic cue. Okay. Font in. Font in, please.
Font in.
Thank you.
Now here's the situation. Our switcher here lost 30 points in a matter of seconds.
Damn.
But what I like about it, she did. But the point of the matter is she got better. As we were going along, it wasn't like, oh, I'll just get it the next show. I'm all flustered. No. Let's get it the next story. How about that? Instead of the next show. Okay, that's what we want to see. Now, keep in mind, the shot's not bad. I would prefer you to zoom in a little bit. I don't want to see any elbows. We don't see any elbows on her, but we're close to it. And if we're close to it, that means we may get some scripts from your other anchor. Your other anchor will be over here. Okay. So tighten that up a little bit more. Not a bad shot. But when the director said font in, switcher never fonted in. That's one hit. So what happens is sometimes when you try to make up for your mistake. So he said font in, and this is your font in. It's like, okay, I'm going to get ahead of loose font. We never said loose font. So there was the two mistakes there. But you can see she got better as we were going. She was very, I don't think it ever happened again. Okay? So you just got to know your role and be disciplined. Okay? Let's try it again.
All right, take camera one. Mic cue, font in. Font in, please. Thank you. All right, go ahead and lose that ID. Ready camera three.
Okay, ready camera three. Floor director, you're by camera three. You're kind of like this a little bit.
Camera three.
You're just looking at your anchor.
Zoom in and zoom in.
Ready camera three.
Perfect. Beautiful.
Take three, mic cue, font in.
Okay. Again, good shot. ID.
Lose the ID.
ID up about 3 to 5 seconds. We're looking pretty good. Now, practice is doing a pretty good job as well, too, because you notice they're not, they don't have to look down. Pace is pretty good from the anchors as well.
Gas prices are expected to go even higher. Major reasons because oil prices.
Check out these gas prices, by the way. This is an old show.
$95 a barrel. The average price for gasoline in Detroit is $3.05.
Take camera one, Mike, you on it.
Okay, I thought it was worth it.
Listen, here we go, camera three.
Camera three, shoot sports.
Camera three, shoot sports. That means zipping over here, being all the way in focus, immediate shot.
We're coming back to
ready,
camera two.
Ready,
camera two, because we got a little sports toss to go, which is going to be off your script. And you'll see once we get to sports why we don't have hats on. One of those reasons.
Take camera two, Mike Q.
Baseball season is in full swing, and the Tigers are still
pretty good shot.
Ready, camera three.
Could even tilt down a little more.
Take three, Mike Q, fun in.
Go! Oh. Okay.
Lose that ID.
Not a bad shot. With let's tighten this up a little bit and let's lose the hat. See the sticker and see how much you actually paid for the hat. We don't. This is ridiculous. Yeah. Every single time I show this, there's always a boatload of people, or a handful of people. They say, because what I said first quarter, professionally, people are laughing at people like this. Yeah. If you hang out with your boys on a week, who cares? Going to the club, who cares? A professional, people laugh. Lose that. Jared's a good kid. Just lose that. Okay. Now the director
camera
is
one
say,
shoot weather, please.
Camera one shoot weather. Ready dissolve CG. In this case, it'd be ready dissolve CG, which you're getting ready for.
Ready dissolve CG.
Something like this. Ready dissolve CG. Okay. Dissolve would be an auto trans, which we'll explain on Thursday.
Dissolve CG.
Oh, right. Yeah. Winners in yellow, losers in white. Home team
ready
on the bottom.
Ready to advance CG.
On top.
Advanced CG.
The advanced means CG to change it over because we're going to have two horns as you see on your left.
Ready dissolve to camera three. Dissolve camera three.
Okay, nice dissolve.
Nice. Ready VTR with chroma key effects.
The chroma key effects basically means you're going to have weather maps behind the person in three. And there's a few different steps for that which we'll have a handout for you. These are going to be your weather maps you're going to be working with coming up. Here we go. Roll tape first to get the maps in motion.
Right, take effects, Mike Q, font in.
She jumped the Q, or the floor director did.
Lose that font, please.
Now she did a nice job of prepping.
Camera three, okay. Shoot talent two.
Just don't know what you're seeing there. Now at this point here, camera three, you're going away from sports and shooting back to your news anchor. Close the shot.
As you can see,
and honestly, you're not hearing much from the director AD at this point. That's good. It's okay to shine his A. It looks good, but this is good. There's not a whole lot of commotion overhead, so that means everyone's doing their job.
Now let's get into our extended daily forecast. It's
74
today. Ready, camera three. 6 to 6 on Tuesday. Do that ready, camera three, one more time. Make sure everyone's on the same page here in the next 5 to 10 seconds.
And now back to...
forgot his name.
Take care of
everybody. Covered pretty well. She's looking over there, and I think she, you know, it's either you forget the person's name, or it's like swinging back over. You're thinking, okay, which one of these guys is going to take the last story? I don't know. Back to you guys. The next one.
And now back to you guys.
Take care of everybody. Keep on in.
Finally, today in Detroit,
ID?
15-year-old
Monta Davis. Camera two, four shots.
Grand style. Davis.
Ready, camera two on a four shot.
He's going to say it again because he looked at preview and saw it wasn't getting done. Camera two again, four shot.
Let's pull off of that four shot, please.
Sports and weather, keep the mics on. Sit down at your appropriate seats at the end so we have a four shot at the end. And you notice on your audio, all four mics are going to be up for this. Okay, all four mics, just in case we need
to. Take camera two, mic Q.
No.
Roll VTR, music under. Camera 2, zoom out. Ready VTR, and music will take VTR, don't mind.
They say VTR. Now, again, one of the main things here, guys, and this is what happens. You hear the music
stand
at the end,
to
and you automatically assume the show is over. Okay? So what you want to do is make sure you're waiting for the director to get the cue. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And once you hear fade to black,
black in 5,
switch
four,
it down,
three,
audio, you got to bring the audio down
one,
right about now.
Fade to black.
Perfect.
And then you hear the all clear and life is good. But my point of the matter is you have to wait until the end. You have to wait until the end. Because how many times have this happened? And you can say, oh, it's not fair. No, it is fair. Because if you're sitting there saying, okay, maybe you did a great job on switcher, maybe you're thinking, oh, man, I did it all. Man, God, music's playing, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Then you have the director saying, fade to black. Fade to black.
It's like, I cannot believe I just screwed this fade to black. Oh, crap, that's three.
15, 30, 45 points. Right, because at the end. And then, of course, you have the tape operator, while the director's saying, pause your chord deck, tape op is talking to the switcher, thinking, dude, I can't believe you didn't fade to black. Pause your chord deck. I mean, how can you not fade to black at the end of the show? Pause your, oh, crap, pause your chord deck. Now you lost 30, 45 points. Finish it out. Just because the music's playing at the end does not mean the show's done. Once you hear the all clear, okay, because so many things can potentially go wrong at the end of a show, all right? So make sure of that. Any questions? Hey, there's a lot of stuff. But main thing that I'm looking for you guys to do is just review over the crew responsibilities pack a little bit, have an idea of what's going on. I'll have you guys in rotations come Thursday, and then we'll go over this more specific stuff. And hopefully around 11 o'clock, we'll get you into shows. Okay? Yes, ma'am.
Was this show like the end of the semester? Or
no, this was their first scratch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was no video to it, no, no. Maybe the second game show or something like that.
Okay.
Okay, guys, let me get through attendance here real quick, and everyone keep it down so I get everyone through. Just like at this point, that'd be great with the class.